Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast where I review the reviews of this podcast. There's been some troubling news at Apple's developer conference recently. They announced plans to permanently discontinue their iTunes brand. Now, what this means for you is that if you're leaving reviews on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, you can no longer use iTunes to do so at some point in the indefinite future. They're not quite being forthcoming about when that information will be released, but I figured better safe than sorry and let you know as soon as possible in case something changes. For the time being, though, I think just stay the course and keep leaving reviews on iTunes. I will keep you abreast of any developments I hear going forward. And as you can imagine, a lot of other podcasters are also kind of freaking out about this. It's causing a little bit of panic in the podcasting community because people don't know what to expect, what this means, trying to use iTunes their whole entire podcasting careers to boost their ratings. And now all of a sudden it's being taken away and it's a little bit chaotic, but I'm going to try to remain cool and collected during this whole thing, even though my podcast especially was founded on the idea that iTunes would be a permanent fixture for the indefinite future. So, yeah, I guess just keep on trucking, leave those iTunes reviews, and I'll let you know the first thing I hear to the contrary, and hopefully things will sort themselves out pretty easily. So until our monthly review email, I'm actually going to be running some promos for the next couple weeks. There's been a death in the family, so I'll be out of town for a bit, and I won't be able to bring you that topical podcasting content you're used to. But unfortunately, what that means is these have been pre-recorded, and I do mention iTunes quite a bit in them. And I guess my entire podcast, too, so far mentions iTunes to such an extent that whatever replaces iTunes, just do your best to, if you're re-listening to the old ones or just going forward whenever I mention iTunes, once that's changed, just internally, mentally replace iTunes with whatever comes next and whatever takes its place. So I think that's pretty much the best advice I have for now. And again, thanks for being patient through this whole kind of sordid affair. We will see you next week.